This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, Lord have mercy, I cannot get sick. My husband has to have surgery today. Tonight, actually, I guess they're going to be doing it at the end of the day. He gets his gallbladder taken out. He doesn't want anybody to know, so don't say anything. But yeah, he's got to get his gallbladder taken out, because remember we were in the hospital with the gallbladder attack? He doesn't know. I told you guys about that, too. Listen, he has to know that I have other people in my life besides him. You know, I can't just sit here and not talk to anybody but him. I mean, you guys are my peeps. You know, we're buddies, we're close. So, of course, anything I am going through personally, you know, and traumatically going through individually, you guys have a right to know. So, yeah, hubby's having his gallbladder taken out, okay? Anyway, so we were over at some family's house over the weekend, and I guess somebody was sick. So, now I think I'm getting sick, and you're really not supposed to be sick before you have surgery. Now, I know Corey's the one having surgery, not me, but I have to sit there and breathe next to him. I mean, I have to sit there next to him in pre-op, right? So pre-op is where you sit there and wait and you get the IV. Oh, don't you hate that? Have you guys ever had surgery where you have to sit there and wait, right, for you to have the surgery done? And you're like, just hurry up. And they're like, oh, the doctor's not here. The surgeon's not here. Nope, he's not here. Well, where is he? I don't know, bar? I don't know. So, like, all right, well, let me know when he finally, you know, parks and gets here. You're like, wait, you guys told me to be here 2 hours early, and the doctor's not even here, and I'm sitting here naked? Because you're sitting there, and you're like, la, 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 right? And then the surgeon comes, and you're like, okay, you meet the surgeon, and the surgeon goes, you know, all right, you know, how you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm hungry, because you told me not to eat the whole time, and you guys know why you're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to eat, because in the middle of the surgery, we don't want you burping up the food, and then the food going up the feeding tube, making a left-hand turn, and going into the lungs. That's called aspiration. So they tell you not to eat. They also tell you to avoid drinking also. Even though you could probably technically drink water a few hours before surgery, we usually say no. We usually tell you fast for about 8 hours. And, you know, with Corey having his surgery later tonight, like at about 5:30, you know, that means he can't eat like now. It's easy to be asleep and not eat, but it's hard to be during the day, you know. Anyway, so then surgeon comes, asks how you're doing. You're like, well, I'm naked, I'm cold, and I'm hungry. And the surgeon's like, well, you know, quit griping. You know, don't get me in a bad mood. I'm supposed to cut on you pretty soon. And you're like, well, why don't you kiss my... And they say, guys, after that, and he's like, all right, so we're just waiting for the anesthesiologist to get here. What? The anesthesiologist isn't here? Well, and so we have to wait again? So you sit there waiting, the anesthesiologist. Now, the only person that is there on time is the nurse, the nursing staff. Nurses are all over it. Nurses are all over it. So they're there. They're ready to go. They're ready to rock and roll. You know, and you know, they hide their frustration well. You don't, because you're naked and you're hungry. And you're sitting there, you know. And by the way, the bed isn't very comfortable. Have you guys ever been in a pre-op hospital bed? You know, you're sitting there going, well, you know, and they're like, well, why don't you go sleep? Take a nap. Take a nap? I can't take a nap like this. Somebody's going to take a selfie under my gown. Okay, now you have to pee. And you're sitting there going, okay, because I've had tons of surgeries. You all know I've had surgery, right? So, you know, now you have to pee, and you're like, well, wait a second here. I got to go to the bathroom. They're like, well, we hooked you up to the IV. We have you all hooked up. Why don't you wait? We'll probably end up putting a Foley in you. Now, a Foley catheter, have you guys ever had a Foley catheter put inside you? Oh, that's not fun. Now, I know people think, ah, women can handle it. No, 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 not the urethra. No, nobody likes anything going into the urethra. So I'm like, oh, hell to the no. Let me just go to the bathroom. I don't want a Foley in me. Well, we're still waiting for the, I know you're waiting for the anesthesiologist. He's probably on the, I don't know, I-15, you know, stuck in traffic. What the hell are we waiting for? Let me go pee. All right, well, let me unhook the IV. So they help you unhook the IV. Meanwhile, you're walking around naked because the gown is open and back, you know, and, you know, hopefully your butt is shaved. I mean, I usually make sure mine is. Now, so now I'm running around trying to go pee, and they let you go pee, and hospital bathrooms are so cold. They are freezing. So you try to warm it up with the seat covers. And the seat covers, they don't warm it up because it's just kind of some plastic paper type BPA infested whatever. Now, I don't want to get BPA on my Lily. So I try to squat over the toilet because I know seat covers are important, but I just feel like there's some titanium dioxide or BPA or phthalates or whatever the heck I teach you guys on my show. My guess is it's in the toilet seat covers. And I just don't want to get that, you know, where the sun don't shine. So I try to squat. Now here's the problem. I'm not very good at squatting because I got bad knees. So now I'm in one of those little hospital bathrooms. And I understand Corey's the one having surgery, but this is about me right now. Because, look, when I wait for Corey, I'm going to have to pee. So I'm going to have to pee in a hospital bathroom anyway. So let me run with this. Okay, so now I'm trying to squat, and I don't squat well. So, you know, women usually will empty, but sometimes we don't. You know how guys sometimes have to do that extra little push with the urine because their prostate's large? Well, women sometimes have that, too. And then as soon as you rise up from the toilet seat, you leak. Okay, so now here I am, right, in my hospital gown with an IV port, and now I got some pee, you know, on my legs, you know, dripping down to the feet. And I'm like, oh, man. Okay, well, there's no paper towel in the bathroom. All there is are those toilet seat covers. And again, those toilet seat covers are not very absorbent. So now I try to clean urine off of me, right? Meanwhile, the nurse is like, are you okay? You know, knocking. Are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm not okay. Well, you need help. I'm like, no, please don't open the door. I'm naked, and I'm trying to clean everything off with a toilet seat cover. So anyway, I get done. I flush the toilet. There's no, you know, soap that I could use. They got that foam soap, but again, I'm afraid of what's in it, so I don't want to clean out whatever. Now I wish I had some sort of bidet or something available. And then you walk back. The nurse is like, I'll cover you. So she walks behind you, where your butt is showing. I don't want her seeing my butt. Yeah, she may be providing cover, but I don't know if you guys have seen me lately. Most nurses are skinnier than me now. So what's she covering? One half of a cheek when she's walking behind me? So then I finally make it to the bed, and now the anesthesiologist is here. Oh, yeah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The anesthesiologist starts to go, all right, did you have anything to eat? I go, I answered all these questions already. So the anesthesiologist is like, all right, well, we're going to give you a little medicine to sleep. I go, first of all, I'm a doctor. Okay, you don't have to tell me you're putting me to sleep. Just tell me you're, you know, going to propofol my ass and you know, be done with it. So now he's like, look, you don't have to have an attitude because you're a doctor. I go, I've been here naked and hungry. So anyway, pre-op is not fun. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Sally. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andrea's Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is very interesting. They say top students are more likely to smoke pot and drink alcohol. Now, that could explain why so many people like my class. Because I got to tell you, these students are blowing me away. And who knows, maybe. And you know, I'm going to tell you something, okay? You know, me in medical school, okay, yeah, we had our fun. But I didn't smoke, I didn't really do anything bad because I was so worried about my grades. But this is an interesting study where they say British teens with the highest test scores are less likely to smoke cigarettes, but they are more likely to drink alcohol and smoke pot compared with teens with lower scores. And maybe I'm naive, but, and maybe it's easier for kids to get pot, but I had no idea where to get pot, even if I wanted to, when I was in medical school. You know, I mean, nowadays, I guess it's very, very easy. But, I mean, back then, I mean, I anticipated some sort of underground sort of, you know, hush-hush, you know, secretive spy operation to get any sort of drug. So I wouldn't even go there. I didn't even think about it. But I guess now that it's easier, we're seeing more people access it. They go, some students believe that, or some people believe that smart students simply have a tendency to experiment. No. I don't think so. They say our research provides evidence against the theory that these teens give up as they grow up. Let me tell you something. Yesterday, let me go off on a tangent here. All right. So my son is thinking about engineering, and the University of Nevada, Reno, had a had like an open house in Las Vegas for us to, you know, parents to take a look, talk to some of the professors, etc. Now I was very intimidated. Because people that usually go into engineering are smart, okay? And I already kind of got the little heebie-jeebies that I had, you know, when I was in school. You know how, you know, you're around the, you know, so you're around the popular people, you're around the bullies, you know, and the bullies always gave me heebie-jeebies. You're around the gorgeous football players, and those are the guys I really like to hang around. Then you're around, you know, the people that want to go to medicine, which I was very comfortable with. People who wanted medicine, I just got along with really, really good. But then you had the engineers. And the engineers, you would think, okay, would want to be friends with me. Because, you know, engineering students, unfortunately, may have this stereotype that they're geeky, they're dorky, whatever. No. The engineering students were basically too smart to talk to me. And I'm walking around, and there's a bunch of high schoolers there. And, you know, I'm there with my dopey grin, you know, hi, just like I was in high school. Yeah, and they're looking at me like, okay, you know what, you're just too stupid to talk to. So that's how I felt. And, by the way, it's the same look my son gives me. Now, what my son doesn't realize is I had better grades than him. I had better grades than him in high school. But he still looks at me like he is just too smart to have a conversation with me and that I need to, you know, step off. So now my son is there, and I'm like, okay, well, let me see how my son interacts with these other kids for engineering. Nah, my son tried to act too cool for school. Yeah, he's kind of like football player build, and, he likes to, you know, sit there with the other kids, you know, talking about how math sucks. That's the problem. An engineering student doesn't say math sucks. Okay? An engineering student will be the first one at Pi Day, right, bringing a pie and telling everybody that pi is 3.14 and then whatever the heck it is. So now I'm getting a little nervous. I'm like, wait a second. My son is going to leave his mama, and he's going to go off to school, okay? I mean, hopefully he gets a scholarship. And you know, he's going to possibly go for engineering, and I need to know that these guys have his back. And if Stone can't have the conversation that physics is fun, I remember my physics teacher. My physics teacher had a shirt that said physics with the PH is fun. P-H-U-N. And she used to wear that shirt all the time. And, of course, we thought that she should be wearing a shirt, physics is blank. And we didn't, you know, yeah. But she didn't go for that, and she would not change her shirt. And, if my son isn't running around saying, no, physics is fun, you know, are these other kids going to open them into their circle with open arms? So now my son is starting to, you know, he turns to me and he looks at me. And I'm here still running around with my tongue hanging out, my eyes all googly eyes. I'm coming up to the professors like, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. How you doing? I used to go to Reno. And now my son's getting embarrassed by me. So he stands there. No wonder these kids go to pot and alcohol, you know. Anyway, so he's standing there, and I'm going to all the professors because I loved school. I was such a geek. Even if it was an engineering professor, I just think the coolest thing in the world is to shake a teacher's hand. You know, I just think teachers are gods. I love them. So I'm running around going, oh, hi, I want to meet you. Hi, I want to meet you. And then the dean was there. I was like, the dean? Actually, we're going to probably have the dean come on our show. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm Dr. Dahlia. Oh, this is so awesome. And this is my baby Stone. Look at my baby. He's living there. Okay, so now my son is so upset. I have embarrassed him like crazy. All right? I made fun of him for not liking physics. I even high-fived the other engineering kids going, dude, isn't physics fun? Yeah, physics is fun. Anyway, my son is completely embarrassed by me. He doesn't want anything to do with me. But that was my night last night. So maybe, you know, maybe these smart kids are cooler than we think. You know, I mean, think about it. Okay, if you're an engineering student and you have to spend 4 or 5 years learning physics, and you know, it's no secret. Physics to me was the worst science ever. I thought it was so boring. If you don't get to cut and dissect, and you don't get to look at a microscope, you know, and play with petri dishes, to me it's not science. Okay, or chemistry. If you're not able to make something explode and bubble in a chemistry lab, I'm not that interested in it. And so physics to me was really, really boring. And, you know, you got to hand it to people. You know, somebody who can sit through 4 or 5 years of physics type stuff, that's got to take one hell of a personality, or it's got to take some drugs. And the reason why I bring up the engineering students is they're some of the smartest students there. Anyway. In the decade ending in 2014, England saw a decrease. Yeah, I know. Radio producers? Yeah, I don't know how they get through it, too. Yeah, how do they get through my show? So that, yeah, that's, yeah, because my radio producers, they are smart. They got, like, major IQs. Okay, I mean, they could beat me around any sort of Einstein trivia out there. But that's probably how they get through the day. Anyway, in the decade ending in 2014, England saw a decrease. Oh, and it's also England. You know, I mean, if I had to deal with roundabouts and perfect English all day long, I'd probably want to smoke dope. In the decade ending in 2014, England saw a decrease in the percentage of 14-year-olds who admitted smoking and drinking. In 2004, 12% of 14-year-olds surveyed said they smoked cigarettes regularly, which, if I was that 14-year-old's mama, I would whoop his butt. 23% said they drank alcohol at least weekly, and 17% said they tried cannabis. 10 years later, though, the figures dropped, 4%, 6%, and 9%. In the UK, the drinking age is 18, but teens who are 16 and 17 and are accompanied by an adult can drink. They can't buy beer, but they can drink beer, wine, or cider with a meal. So, looks like teen use is going down, the drug use. But they found high-scoring pupils were more likely to drink alcohol than their peers with lower test scores. And they admitted they were more likely to say they used cannabis. They say during their late teens, pupils with the highest scores were more likely to drink compared with others, and they showed themselves to be less of a tendency to binge drink. Maybe what it is it's the I can do no wrong. I remember feeling that way. I was one of these top students in high school. I think I had like a 4.5 GPA. I was just, you know, honors and you know, super student and whatever. So I could sit there in class, okay, you know, make some dirty limericks, right? You know, make some funny jokes, do whatever. I remember I made that little cheat sheet. I wasn't even cheating off of it, but I would make a cheat sheet because I could. You know, and, you know, I pass it around to everybody, going, check out this cheat sheet. I got about 200 vocab words on this one little thing. Look how good I did. You know, and nothing would happen to me because I was such a good student. And they knew I wasn't cheating, you know, and so it was, maybe that's what's going on. Maybe they think, look, what are they going to do? I'm a good student. But that's a problem, okay? So, not good, especially if they're smoking and doing pot. But again, my guess is they need to get rid of the roundabouts. If they could get rid of the roundabouts in England, and if they could start talking properly like we do, good. The kids will be fine. All right, when we come back, this is very odd. We have a doctor that, to help women with their menstrual period, has developed a glue to seal the vagina shut. This is crazy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Have you ever... ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this has got to be one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my whole entire life, coming from somebody in the medical field. I'm married to a chiropractor, so the field of chiropractic is phenomenal. And I can't tell you how many times colleagues of mine in the chiropractic profession have, cured my patients and done things that I couldn't do because I didn't know how to manipulate and work with them. Well, we have a chiropractor from Kansas, however, that's kind of making us all scratch our heads as to, you know, why he's been able to be honored with the degree. Because he has come up with a business called Menses Technologies. And Menses has to do with the period. And he has invented and patented a quote-unquote lipstick for women to apply to their labia to seal it together and prevent blood from coming out when they're having their period. So then where does the blood go? Why would they? Don't you want it to leave the body? And really, you're going to stick together? It makes no sense to me. According to Mail Online, back in 1931, a male doctor developed and patented the first applicator tampon. Okay? And I should probably later talk to you guys about the history of that. That's kind of interesting how that happened. Anyway. So this doctor, however, thinks that he's going to revolutionize menstrual care because women want to have more control of how they bleed. It's called the Feminine Hygiene Lipstick. Dr. Dan Dopps developed this, and it's supposed to seal up, I guess, the woman's vagina during her period. And then when she gets to the toilet, she could then flush it out. So I guess this would allow them to, I guess, not need a tampon. Dr. Dopps is a chiropractor, but he's not a gynecologist, and he is the founder of Menses Technology. It's like lipstick, but it's not for the lips of the face. They're supposed to put it on the labia. It acts as an adhesive to seal the labia together. This way, the discharge can be trapped inside. Then you break the seal. The menstrual discharge is released when the woman urinates. Of course, he's getting a lot of backlash, or backlash with this, backsplash, a lot of backlash with this. I think if he was a woman, he might understand that this is something that we women really aren't that excited about. He says this is a safer solution for controlling periods without using menstrual cups, tampons, pads, or absorbent period underwear. Says with a natural combination of amino acids and oil in a lipstick applicator, the product is applied to the lips down under. The doctor seems, they didn't use that terminology. And then they stick together strongly enough to prevent leakage. Urine instantly will unstick it. So when you pee, everything will then just come out on its own. The product is not yet available in stores. I do not think it's on Amazon. I don't know where people, eBay, I don't think it's on eBay yet. I believe they're at the point now where they need to, I don't even know if they've manufactured enough of these. So I'm kind of a little confused as to why they've already made a big deal about this when we really don't even have the product out there. But it's news, and it's, to me, it's kind of stupid. Because you don't want any stasis in the body. We've talked about stasis, right? One of the reasons why my husband's getting his gallbladder out is because the bile, all right, the overproduced bile, and the bile sat around. And if you don't have a very good functioning gallbladder to kind of squirt the bile out, that bile stays, and then it could solidify and make stones. You know, I mean, things make sediment, just like, stasis of cholesterol deposits and calcium deposits. So something like this where you're withholding something that the body is trying to get rid of, that's just a bad thing all around. So, and, women don't really want, to have that, shall we say, lack of unpredictability. You know, for us, okay, if we're going to be wearing something white, we need to know that whatever we're using is going to be very, very absorbent. We want to make sure it will never fail and there will be no leakage. So the last thing I'm worried about is some lipstick not working. And you guys know about the labia. The labia are like petals. You have labia minora and labia majora. They're basically folds of skin or kind of petals to a flower to protect the entry of the vagina so that less bacteria and things get in. It's all to protect the woman's womb and to protect the fetus. So, you know, those things are just, you know, people have labiaplasty where they, you know, cut them and they do certain, you know, certain surgical, you know, procedures on them. And some people unfortunately need them. Sometimes these things can get in the way of sex. But normally developed labia, you just don't mess with them. You leave them alone. So here's some brief history of the tampon. Very interesting. They say the earliest historical evidence of tampon use comes from ancient Egyptian medical records that describe tampons comprised of material derived from the papyrus plant. In 5th century B.C., Greek women, according to inventors at about.com, fashioned their protection by wrapping lint around a small piece of wood. This is according to writings by Hippocrates. Hippocrates is kind of like the father of Western medicine. The Romans, meanwhile, used wool. Yeah, I would have rather used wool than wood, unless they put wool around wood. So the Romans, I think, had it better than the Greeks. Other materials include wool, paper, vegetable fibers, sponges, grass, and then later cotton. Now, the one source said 1931, but here this source says 1929 was a physician named Earl Haas who patented the modern-day tampon with an applicator. The idea came about during a trip out to California, where a friend told him how she was able to improvise a more comfortable alternative to the commonly used and bulky external pads by inserting a piece of sponge on the inside rather than the outside. So then why didn't she get the credit for the patent? All right. And that's kind of interesting. I didn't think women in the 1920s talked about stuff like that. Now, maybe this friend was somebody he had a relationship with. I don't know. But, I mean, if I was on a drive to California, the last thing I would be talking about is my cycle. But maybe, you know. Anyway, so at the time, doctors were using plugs of cotton to, you know, deal with the flow. And he suspected that a compressed form of cotton could absorb just as well. So he experimented, and then he settled on a design that featured a tightly bound strip of absorbent cotton attached to a string that allowed for easy removal. To keep the tampon clean, the cotton came with an applicator tube that extended to push the cotton into place without the user having to touch it. So he filed for his first patent in 1933, with the description for a catamenial device. And that was derived from the Greek word for monthly. And then tampax originated from tampon and vaginal packs. It was later trademarked and sold to Gertrude Tendrich, who was a businesswoman who went on to form the Tampax Company and then begin mass production. By the 1930s, Tampax was already in, by the mid-1930s, Tampax was already in store shelves. Some people blame the Great Depression on the need for people to buy tampons. That's not true. So then there was the OB tampon invented by German gynecologist Dr. Judith Esser Mittag in the 1940s, and the OB tampon was marketed as a smaller alternative to applicator tampons, getting rid of the applicator. Now, I don't know if that was related to OB, like the ones that were taken off. That was Rely. Rely were the ones that had issues with toxic shock, so this is different. Anyway, so the tampon came in the shape of a compressed insertable pad designed to expand in all directions for better coverage. It also featured a concave tip so that the finger could push it into place. Then another doctor said, wait a second, I want in on this. So Carl Hahn started a company marketing it, and OB means on bind or without napkins. So basically, the Germans are responsible. Yeah, the Nazis are responsible for our tampons. No wonder they're so uncomfortable. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost.
Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We say goodbye to a radio legend and TV legend, Alan Colmes. Alan Colmes, very well known for his work on Fox 5. He was a part of the Hannity and Combs show originally, and then they broke off. And Alan Combs used to be in actually stand-up. That's where he had his roots. He had stand-up, TV, radio, and Alan Combs was very warm, and he was an angel, and seeing him leave us is heartbreaking. And so I believe he died at the age of 66 after a brief illness not disclosed at this time, and the family wishes to have privacy. But Alan Combs, 66 years old, leaves us. Brandon writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm reading what he wrote. Do doctors talk about us, especially when it comes to money? I have to see a specialist for my kidneys, and my primary sent me a hefty large bill. I only have money to get my kidneys fixed. I wonder what that means. And want to wait to pay him. I don't want the kidney doc to treat me differently, though, because I'm scared. So basically, he's been having some bleeding, and I think the kidney doctor is evaluating him for a tumor. That's my guess. There's two types of kidney doctors. You got the urologist and you got the nephrologist. When I hear kidney specialist, I think nephrologist, because, those kidney doctors deal with function. Though if you have, renal failure, you need dialysis, you're in renal insufficiency, you're diabetic, you see a nephrologist. However, when you have something more, concrete that you could see and look at and touch, like a tumor, a kidney stone, infection, that then would be a urologist. So I know it's kind of interesting. So he doesn't specify, but my guess is he's seeing a urologist. So that's interesting. Do doctors talk about you? So if you don't pay one doctor, are they going to get on the phone and tell the other doctor? Okay, so the answer to that is no, 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 no. However, I see the logic there. The specialist may call the first doctor and say, look, I'm seeing Brandon here. Oh, Brandon? Yeah, careful, he's not going to pay your bill. So I can understand how you guys would be fearful that a conversation like that would happen. But let me ease your mind. The reason why that doesn't happen is most physicians, how they say physicians are bad business people? They say, the reason why they say that is most physicians don't really have a clue as to who pays and what they pay. Because the billing is so far away from what we doctors do. Now, yes, in a very, very small practice, you could go, okay, looks like, Medicare doesn't cover us. I mean, I was very well aware of what was going on with the insurance companies because, we were buying flu shots and Medicare wasn't paying for flu shots. It paid us like 13 cents. Then Medicare would come back saying, look, we need you to pay us back for the urine test you did. Rather than paying this much, we decided we only want to pay you this much. So they'd want like $2 back per urine test. And they could get away with it. So we had to give them back $2 per urine test. I'm like, well, then why didn't you just pay us $2 less? So I guess we got like maybe $3. So that ended up where we made $1 per urine test, like $1.32. And if that... And then we paid them back the $2. Then they just stopped paying for urine tests. So, so that kind of stuff the doctors and the medical providers know about. So if insurance isn't going to pay and you're buying supplies and they're already in the lab, then have the urine, test done when they do the blood work all together, because Medicare is more likely to pay the lab than they are to pay the physician. So I talk about money a lot on this show. So you guys understand the back, the behind the scenes, issues. Gosh, I don't understand why the doctor, is charging me, $75 for a copay. Well, that's because that's probably all he's going to make on that visit. And yeah, it's a lot of money. So I want to teach you guys what's going on the back end of things. So at least, you get kind of a better understanding. You may not like it. I may not like it. But, this is the reality of the healthcare system. So, but in most offices, the medical provider is so damn busy that they're not going to sit there and ask somebody to look up in particularly if somebody has not paid within 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. We're too busy for that. Now, that being said, many offices, all right, especially the bigger firms, okay, may discharge you based on non-payment. And so the physician may come over to the staff and go, you know, wait a second, where's Brandon? I haven't seen Brandon for a while, so will you call him? Tell him to follow up. I sent him to a specialist. I've been thinking about him. I want to see him back. And then they say, well, doctor, we can't. He was discharged. He was discharged. Why? He didn't pay bills, was sent to collections, was discharged. Oh. So that's when a lot of times the medical providers find out, when the person has been discharged for non-payment. Now, some offices don't. Some offices will go for a year or two. I mean, I was seeing patients for years until finally it's like, okay, this is ridiculous. We can't do this anymore. So usually you have some time before that happens. And most people that don't pay their bills, they're already long gone. They got the service because they know that they owe money. So they don't want to walk into the front desk and be told, look, you have a, you know, $300 balance or a $200 balance. So what they do is they stop going to that office. You know, and then they go to another office. And so, you know, that happens. So, no, if a specialist is calling and the doctor's busy or the medical provider's busy, they get pulled out of a room to talk to the specialist. The specialist says, all right, you know what, I think it is a tumor. We're going to, take him for a debulking procedure, and then we may even radiate. He's like, thank you for telling me. That's great. I'll have the nurse put it in the charge. And then they move on. Nobody stops to talk about money. All right, so I wouldn't worry about that. But like I said, it could be a concern if the specialist calls and says, you know, look, I'm going to be sending the patient back to you, and then the specialist finds out they can't because there was an issue. But like I said, usually you're discharged from an office months later. It doesn't happen very quickly because most medical offices, you know, they want to work with people to pay the bill. Now, if you're that, you know, concerned, why don't you talk to the original doctor about the bill? Why don't you talk to the original staff? Now, usually the doctor doesn't get involved, but say, look, okay, I have a pretty big issue here that I'm dealing with medically. I don't know what money I'm going to need for the specialist. Right? And I know you guys deserve to get paid. Always start out with that. Whenever you're talking to the medical provider or the biller, and sometimes it's best to talk to the medical provider and say, look, you know, I made a follow-up. I made the appointment with the specialist. I'm scared to death, but I'm also scared about the medical bills. I want to pay your bills. You deserve to get paid, but I don't know what he's going to charge. And that happens to a lot of us in family medicine. We have this conversation a lot where the patient's like, look, Dahlia, right, I need to make sure I can pay the specialist. I'm not saying the specialist is more important than you. And I go, no, I get it. I get it. You may need an MRI. You may need to pay a deductible to the hospital. I get that. You know, just work something out with the billing department. Okay, you can pay us last. You know, I know you're good. I know your heart's there. But look, you only have X amount of money. You need to get what you need to get done. Yeah, many times I'll even tell people, you don't have to follow up with me. Just, you know, follow up with the specialist. Let us know. All right. And when the specialist wants you to come back, then do that. To save you money, you know, don't follow up with us until after you see the specialist. You know, we try to work around it. But this is why a lot of doctors don't go to primary care, because many patients will pay their primary care last. And or they'll, you know, just skate on the bill and then go somewhere else. So I wouldn't worry about, you know, doctors are professional. We have, you know, bigger fish to fry, okay? And we are so used to taking care of people for free that if a specialist heard you did skate on a bill, he's not going to not see you. He's not going to not take care of you. So I wouldn't be concerned about that. But like I said, please call the doctor's office. Let them know that you do intend to pay him. Eventually, it's just you're trying to figure out how to make this work, maybe come up with a payment plan, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.